Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 69, and it is a special and focused episode. I think this episode is more like an announcement than a typical put you to sleep kind of episode. Yeah, anyway, it is about a new rewards campaign that I've put together to help support the podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you about three new opportunities for you. The first one is going to be about an opportunity for you to see photos from my life. And yes, some of these photos will include me in them. And the second thing I'll tell you about is an opportunity for you to watch behind the scenes videos of the space in which I record in, and my recording equipment, and the process of how I create the podcasts. And then the third opportunity is to have a live whisper chat with me. So I'll tell you all about that stuff in this episode. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and my website is sleepwhispers.com, and there are links to all sorts of different stuff on the website, and there's links to stuff in the show notes of each episode that you can just explore if you want. Alright, now on to my whispered ramblings about these new content options to help support the podcast. So I came up with these new content options that I'm going to tell you about because I'm trying to find a new way to support the podcast. It's been over a year since I started my whispered journey, I want to say, but that's so corny. since I started this podcast, I put out the first episode a year and 2 months ago. And so far, I've created, well, this is episode number 69, so I've created 69 episodes, and I know I've put them out weekly, so I really don't need to do the math on that. I think I can confidently say that I've put one episode out a week. So anyway, a next kind of big step for this podcast is that I want it to be self-sustaining. So I want to find a way, and I've tried some things, to cover the past costs and the future costs. So, like, my equipment, all the different microphones I've tried, and I'm still experimenting. I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm looking for, like, the holy grail of microphones. And you've heard me talk about the different mixers and preamp devices that I've purchased and tried, and different recorders. What else? Oh, software for the editing of the podcast. And there's also monthly fees, like the website hosting, podcast hosting, and domain fees for the URL. And then there's also the time I put into it. It takes about 6 to 8 hours. And if you're thinking, wow, doesn't seem like it should take that much time. I agree. I think the same thing every time I go to create an episode. I think it's only going to take me like just a couple hours. And then I end up putting probably, well, more time than I should into preparing it, and then the recording, and then I do a lot of, I mean, not a huge amount, but some editing to make it sound better afterwards, and then the posting, where I prepare the show notes and then publish it. I probably just need to learn to be less of a perfectionist or less OCD about some of the things I do for each episode. And that would save me a lot of time. Anyway, I have not found a good way yet to cover the costs of the equipment and the monthly fees that go into the podcast, but I have tried a couple things like the bonus content. And if you've been a listener for a while, then you may remember when I first announced this new method or whatever that I had put together called the bonus content. And so there was this site you could go to, and you could download extra additional audio content, and you could either download it for free or donate any amount that you wanted to for each download. And so I had an episode like this about 9 months ago. I announced the site. Alright, so after, I think, about 9 months, here is the financial report. I had one donation for $15, and that's it. And that was my fault, because the whole concept was kind of flawed. The concept was that the less popular type of content from the podcast would be available at this other site that you could download and donate if you wanted to. But why would that interest you? Because it was the type of content that wasn't really getting good responses in the survey. So looking back, it was a bad idea. The other thing I tried was sponsors, and I think that kind of worked okay. I had two sponsored browsing episodes, and the upside is that I raised more than $15, so that's good. That helped me pay for a couple of the microphones, which I purchased in the past year. The downside to getting sponsors is it takes a lot of time to reach out and contact potential people, and I get a lot more misses than hits. For me, it's just very sporadic and unreliable. So I've been thinking about, what are other options for me? I've been hearing a lot about another method, which is used by other podcasts, and it is Patreon. I think this might be a good idea for me to try, because many other podcasters, and especially YouTubers, have had a positive response from their listeners. So I thought I'll give it a shot also. I guess I should explain what Patreon is. The simplest way for you to understand it, if you don't know, is you could just go to my Patreon page and look at it while I explain it to you. if you wanted to, there's a link to my Patreon page in the show notes of this episode. And there's a link on my website. Or you could just Google the word Patreon and then at the site just search for Sleep Whispers. The summary of this site is that it allows you to support my podcast for a dollar or more a month if you want to. The site is called Patreon because you would become a patron of my art. So if you remember from history class or whenever, the famous example, at least that comes to mind for me, is the Renaissance and the Medici family was a patron of the art of a lot of big name artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. Not that I'm at their level, but anyway, that's just what that means to be a patron of an artist, to support an artist. So, who should use Patreon to become a patron of my podcast? It sounds like a tongue twister. Not everyone. I know. I'm not very good at marketing this concept. But what you're listening to is a free podcast, and you can always listen for free. So I don't want you to think that you have to become a patron of my podcast to listen. You don't have to. This is will always be a free podcast. Patreon is an option for you if you want to pledge a dollar or more a month for whatever reason feels right to you. Are there any extra benefits to becoming a Patreon supporter? And the answer is yes. Patreon refers to these as rewards. And I will say up front that none of these rewards that I've set up are amazing or by themselves worth your money. So you don't want to pledge to get these rewards. They're not that great. If you do decide to support this podcast, I think your pledge should be based on how valuable the podcast is to you. The rewards are more like silly little thank you bonuses. All right, so here you can judge how silly they are. If you pledge at least a dollar a month, here are the rewards. The first one is that I will thank you on the podcast, of course. So that really doesn't have a lot of value to it. you will be able to access what's kind of called the Patreon community, which means there'll be posts and Patreon polls. And there's also a discussion forum for supporters on my Patreon page. You will be able to interact with each other and view the stuff that I post on the Patreon page. I don't think that's an amazing reward. I don't know. You can be the judge of that. What I think might be the best reward of these is I'm also going to share one or more monthly photos from my life that is interesting for some reason. And you know from what I've talked about in some prior episodes that I've done some strange things in my life. Like what I've told you about. Oh, cutting the roofs off some of my cars. Going to a concert dressed like Santa Claus. And wearing wigs that I bought in thrift stores and walking around in public with them. You're going to see me in some of these photos, and that's something I've not shared with you before. I still want to maintain my privacy. So for any photos which include me, I'll probably have some kind of dot over my face, because I'm still a shy guy. I have already posted my first photo on the Patreon page for you to see if you decide to become a Patreon supporter this week. The photo is just very simple. It's actually not that interesting. It is just a simple photo of me sitting on some steps, and I have hidden my face. Underneath the photo, I've put a mysterious question in the caption, and I'll reveal the answer to that question later, meaning in the future, not this episode. Alright, so that's if you pledge like a dollar or more. If you pledge $10 or more, which is a lot, and I'll be amazed if anyone pledges at this amount, but you get all the rewards I've mentioned so far. So I still, of course, will thank you on the podcast. You'll have access to the Patreon posts, the polls, the forum. You'll be able to see the monthly photos. And then the extra reward at this level is for those that are really curious about seeing behind the scenes stuff of what I do. So the extra reward at this level is you get a chance to view a behind the scenes video door of my recording space, which is pretty cozy and has really changed over the months, you know, since I started doing this. So that's one video you could see, or you could watch a video of all the equipment that I have purchased since I started this podcast. It is a lot of stuff. So it's all the microphones, it's the mixers, it's even equipment to hold things up and clamps to hold the microphones and adapters and all the stuff that I've purchased so far. It fills an entire room. It really is ridiculous. It's a good video for anyone wondering how much money I've spent on audio equipment so far. And I mean, I don't add up the amount. I don't want to know, but you can actually see the evolution of all my equipment over time and all the different things I've tried. And some of that I've told you about on older podcast episodes, but I don't always tell you about all the equipment that I'm messing around with. And so that's two video options. And the third video that you could watch if you wanted to is a video tour of my recording process. The video will show you how I edit out my bloopers and how I edit out noise and how I add the intro music, convert the file, how I create the show notes, and how I publish the episode. It's a good video for anyone who's interested in that production side. You know, maybe because you're interested in creating a podcast someday, or you're just curious about the efforts I put into each episode. Now, being able to see these videos will be set up as a raffle, which means once a month I will randomly select someone who has pledged at this level to be able to view any of these behind the scenes videos of their choice. And you can win more than once, so you can watch different videos. And I don't think there's going to be many people pledging at this level, so I think your chances of winning are going to be very good each month. And then the last pledge level is for anyone who's interested in pledging $20 or more. And I'll really be amazed if anyone pledges this much. So similar to before, you get all the rewards that I've mentioned so far. The thank you on the podcast, access to the posts, the polls, and the forum. You get to view the monthly photos, of course, and you're entered into the monthly video raffle. And then the extra reward at this level is a chance to have a live whisper session with me. So this would be like, it'd be a 30-minute whispered conversation with me. I think Skype is probably the best way to do it. And it'd be audio only, so we wouldn't be revealing our identities to each other. And we can chat about, you know, any topics as long as they're appropriate. And this one will also be set up as a raffle. So once a month, I will randomly select someone who is pledged at this level to have a live whisper chat with me. And you can win more than once. So, you know, you could have additional whisper chats with me. And if you are the only person who has pledged at this amount, and I think that's likely, if anyone pledges at this amount, then that means you get a monthly whisper chat with me, because you're going to be the only person that wins the monthly raffle. I want to make a very important point, which I think I might have sort of mentioned earlier. A question that you might be asking yourself is, are there rewards at any of these levels a good value for your money? And the clear answer is no, and they're not meant to be. Spending $20 a month for a chance to whisper with me is not worth your money. The only reason you should pledge like $1 a month or $10 a month or $20 a month is to support the podcast. And that's the value that you're calculating. The monthly photo, the video raffle, and the whisper raffle are just silly little rewards meant to thank you. All right, so here's my summary. Only support this podcast on Patreon if you want to, if you can afford to, and only for an amount that is appropriate for you. If you do decide to become a Patreon supporter, here is some helpful information about it. When you go to sign up to Patreon, you can use any fake name because you don't have to reveal your real name to the person you're supporting or to any other visitor to the Patreon website. So you can just make up a name and put that in when you create your account. The next thing they ask you for is your email. And that one does need to be your real email, because that is how Patreon will contact you. And also, that is where you'll get alerts for when I make posts on Patreon and when I upload the monthly photos. You'll see all that come to your email. And then the payments are done with credit card or PayPal. All right, here are my closing thoughts to this special announcement episode. Please do go and at least just peek at my Patreon page. And so there's a link in the show notes and on the website. Or you could just Google the word Patreon and just put Sleep Whispers in their search box. And if you sign up this week, then you will immediately be able to see the photo of me sitting on the steps. And you can even post a reply to my mysterious question. And lastly, I think it's important that you only support this podcast on Patreon if you want to, if you can afford to, and only for an amount that is appropriate for you. All right. That's all. Thank you for even listening this far and considering it. Good night. Sweet dreams.